Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. No, it is not Friday. No, I'm not going to say to you, it is for me. The reason I did that is the flight deck is in the house. James Kelly running the board for Alvin DeLauro. Welcome to the program. Welcome to our house, Big Head. If the show does not sound nearly as good as it normally does, he is the reason. What's cracking? I am Jim Rome. You're in the jungle. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So let me start right there. Alvin DeLauro has the day off. Well, he's actually working remotely. I find that very rich. James Kelly generally works remotely. James Kelly is in the house. Alvin DeLauro is at home. The rest of the XR4TI is intact. I'm in Southern California in our SoCal Bay studios where I've been the entire pandemic. It is great to be here, and I've got an excellent program for you. Let me lay it out. Hour number one is wide open. I've got three interviews, and they start at the top of hour number two, meaning if you are of the smack-off mind, you want to hit it hard, and you want to hit it early. 1-800-636-8686. Smack-off 26 is in just 22 days. And again, 22 days does not mean 22 shows. Get up in here. The famous smack-off promo drops today. Alvin is not here. Alvin's promo is. In fact, I may have that in hour number one. You want to call the program and you want to hit it right now. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveItTake.com. Coming up at the top of hour number two, a national NBA reporter for the New York Times, Mark Stein. Top of hour number three, L.A. Lakers point guard, Quinn Cook. Also in hour number three, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Lloyd Pierce, dropped an episode of the Jim Rome podcast, number 131 yesterday, David Boreanaz, actor, good buddy of ours, good friend of the program, made an appearance. He did great. He crushed it, as always. So we'll have that for you, too. That's how this show is setting up. If you need some help, here it is. I want to start with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield spoke to the media yesterday, and it's the first time in quite some time he's done that. And that was not by accident. That was by design. You might recall, coming off his rookie season, Baker was one of the hottest names in all of sports. He was everywhere, and he was stirring things up. He was lighting guys up. He was spitting junk. I loved it. It was great. He was doing things and saying things that starting quarterbacks almost never say and never do. And he was interesting as hell. And he took heat for it, which made him even more interesting. And he kept right on doing it. However, he had a rough season last year, so now he is taking a far different approach this offseason. As he said, he's going to let his work do his talking for him this time around.
It's just time to work. It's time to do our thing instead of talking about it. So this is the first media thing I've done just because there's no need to be talking about it. It's just time to go do it.
In other words, don't talk about it. Be about it. And I love that too. Look, I love this guy talking junk. I love this guy running his mouth. And now I love this guy shutting his mouth. I love this guy putting himself out there. And I love this guy now going tactical and laying low. What I'm saying to you is, I still love this dude. I love this dude either way. Listen, you can't really tell anything about anybody from a single media appearance, let alone one on a video call. But when I saw Baker yesterday, I had only one thought. Just one thought. Baker is back. Baker Mayfield is back. And the other thought leads to this thought. The Browns are back. The new America's team is ready to ride once again. Yeah, I said it. The new America's team. America's team 2.0. You see, there is a strategy to this. Baker has been turning down media requests because he wants to stay locked in. You know, keep the main thing, the main thing.
And right now it's, you know, kind of moving in silence, which is fine with me. That's how I used to do it before getting on a bigger stage. So I'm happy to get back to those roots. And like I said earlier, get back to the fundamentals to where I can accomplish the goals when the season comes around.
I like it. I like it a lot. No, last year did not go well for him. He knows this. The 21 picks was a huge spike from the year before. That's not what he's about. He knows he has to take care of the ball. He knows he has to get back to his roots and his fundamentals. And he's got a bright new head coach in Kevin Stefanski. He's got a new offense as well. Baker has been going to school on that offense.
I think it matches up very nicely. You know what, being in control, getting checks in the run game, just being efficient. And last year I know was not a great year for turnovers, but I've always prided myself on not turning the ball over. And so that's something the conversations we've had is when we do take our shots, it has to be smart decisions, and there's nothing wrong with a good incompletion every once in a while. So the scheme-wise, I think my skill set matches up to that very well, and then also how he's coaching it. I think it's going to be a great fit.
So a few weeks back, he hosted 9 teammates in Texas to work out and go over that offense. Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry could not make it because they're both recovering from surgery, but new tight end Austin Hooper was there. Mayfield said the entire time was an excellent experience.
It was good for everybody to be around, speaking the same terminology, like I said, and, you know, just kind of hanging out, you know, during all this, and you're kind of stuck at home, but we had a chance to get outside and throw a little bit.
So he also acknowledged that the third year is a big year for a quarterback because that's when he'll be eligible for an extension. Except, smartly, he's not thinking about that. He knows that if he takes care of his business, the business will take care of him.
There's no need for that because if I win, good things will happen. Good things will happen for our team and the guys around me, and that's the most important part. So if I play better, that's why quarterback is one of those positions that's the hardest in sports. If I play better, our team's going to do better.
I like what I'm hearing. I like what I'm hearing. I like what I'm seeing. So now that I've let Baker have his chance to address everybody, it is time for me to address everybody as well. And in particular, I'm going to be addressing all of you who could not handle the heat and the blowback and then jump right off that bandwagon last year. So things did not go the way they expected. That'll happen. It happens all the time. Your hero, Michael Jordan, did not win his first NBA championship until his 7th year. Your boys, Orville and Wilbur Wright, did not just roll out of the bike shop one day and decide to start flying. They had a few missteps. Man, you think Tommy Edison rolled out of the rack one Monday morning and decided, hell, I think I'll invent the light bulb? Hell no, he didn't. This is the 2019 Browns. This is what happened to the Browns. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. And these dudes are already off the mat. They're back. You want to bet against Baker Mayfield? Man, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. Me, I'm not. Me, I'm still rolling with the guy who walked on as a true freshman at Texas Tech. Won the starting job. Was named the Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year. I am still going to roll with the guy who then transferred to Oklahoma, walked on there, won the starting job again, led them to the playoffs twice, and won the Heisman Trophy. We're not talking about some cat who's had everything handed to him and is now facing adversity for the first time. We're talking about a guy who's had to fight for everything. This is a guy who has faced adversity time and time again and come out on top. This is more adversity. Hey, listen, you don't have to roll with him. I'm not trying to convince you to roll with him. I'm just saying I am. I'm not giving up on this guy. I'm still betting on a guy who has bet on himself repeatedly and has won. You don't have to, but I am. And in fact, not only am I still betting on him, I am still betting on the entire Browns team. Reason for that. Because I'm betting on Nick Chubb, I'm betting on Odell Beckham Jr., I'm betting on Jarvis Landry, I'm betting on Austin Hooper, I'm betting on Jack Conklin, I'm betting on J.C. Tretter, I'm betting on Jedrick Willis Jr., I'm betting on Kevin Stefanski, I'm betting on a loaded defense, I'm betting on America's team. Yeah, so things didn't work out last year. That's life. You want to quit on the Browns? You want to quit on America's team? Man, you go right ahead. We don't need you. We are all we need. We are all we've got, and that's more than enough. I'm not bailing, because bailing is not my way, and it's not the Cleveland Browns' way. You do not bail on America's team. Let me tell you something. If the Wright brothers and Edison bailed after the first attempt, man, we'd all be on the ground, sitting at home, in the darkness. If Jordan had shut it down after the first few tries, he would have never denied Horace Grant his food, called Jerry Krause short and fat, and bullied the teammates who he knew couldn't take him. Baker has never quit on anything. I'm not quitting on him. Hell, clones. Here's an analogy. Here's an example you can understand. Did you know that Brad in Corona, the BIC, the GOAT, that guy, he was run the very first time he called this show back in 08. Should I have stopped taking his phone calls after he made this call?
Okay, I wanted to hit on the NBA Finals for a bit. I want to talk about Kobe or KG or PP. I only want to talk about the abundance of oil on Doc Rivers' nose and forehead. Hey, Doc, you're not supposed to sweat more than your players when all you do for 48 minutes is sit on the sidelines yelling out, "That's a foul!" Rome, you be honest. Have you ever seen a face that oily before? I mean, it's no wonder oil's trading at $133 a barrel. Doc's been hoarding it all on his face for the past 2 months. George Bush wants to send troops to occupy Doc Rivers' nose. Hey, when this thing's all over, Romy, and the Lakers win the championship in 7, lose tonight by 20, maybe we could get a team of scientists to quarantine Mr. Rivers and determine how I can power my car from what comes off Doc's face every game. War Lakers in 7. War Phil Jackson playing all of the uncircumcised Euros in his lineup at the same time.
That was Brad and Corona's first call ever to this show. Uncircumcised Euros. More things change, the more they stay exactly the same. Anyway, my point is, you do not give up after one call, and you don't give up on America's team after 1 year. I'm not. You go ahead. That was Brad and Corona's first ever call. And if I'm not mistaken, the year was 08. 1-800-636-8686. Not only do I have a take on Baker Mayfield and the Browns right off the top, I've got another thought on that team. Jadeveon Clowney apparently is on their radar. Not only that, they want him badly and reportedly have made him his biggest offer to date. And for some reason, he's not saying yes. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's fit. I don't know if it's situation. I don't know what he's waiting on, but he's waiting. We'll get into that. Other things to get to today. Hefty wants to run back the match, of course. Best gig ever for that guy. Except he seems like he's claiming it as his own. Like it's his idea, his vision. He's got thoughts on what to do with it going forward. Yes, so do I. So do I. Smack off promo, smack off update, smack off season. All of that is coming up and probably sooner than later. In addition to that, I do want to reset David Boreanaz. Did a great job on episode 131 of the Jim Rome podcast. Let's get the early reaction. And you haters are out. I would expect it. Todd P. 75 tweets, "Don't you do it. Don't build that Browns bandwagon again this year. You'll just end up being disappointed for a second season in a row." Let me tell you something, Todd P. Like I said, you don't need to get on. We don't need you. We don't want you. I'm putting myself out there. It would be so easy for me to say, man, that went badly. That went really badly for me last year. I'm just going to lay low. I'll pretend like that didn't happen. I'm not, am I? I'm doubling down. I'm going back in there. I'm putting myself out there. Yeah, I'm going to give you, I'm literally giving you my head on a silver platter, potentially, if they go into the tank. But it says right here, they're not going to go into the tank. I'm betting on Baker. I'm betting on the Browns. I'm betting on their plan. I'm betting on all of it. I'm all in. America's team 2.0. Lance in Boise. Come on, Rome. Seriously? Again? Give it up already. You really want to go through that again? Lance in Boise. No, Lance. I don't want to go through that again. What I'm saying to you is, I'm not going through that again. That's the whole point. No haters. Of course, I don't want to go through that again. Nobody likes being wrong, and I was wrong. I'm man enough to admit that. I missed on that last year. They were disappointing. I was disappointed. It felt like crap. No, I don't want to go through that again. Mike and LFK tweets, keep betting like that, Jim. And you and I, Ray Craig, will be sharing a box together. All right, so what am I betting? Yeah, I mean, I guess you could argue, well, you're not betting money on it. Number one, I might. But even if I'm not betting money, you might argue, yeah, Rome, you're betting something more valuable or more dangerous than money. You're betting your rep. Yeah, I guess. Listen, if I'm wrong, it won't be the first time. But fortunately for me, I'm right a lot more often than I'm wrong. 1-800-636-8686. This guy writes, hey, Rome, America's team is back. Entirely all talk, hype, speculation, and will eventually implode. I can't wait to see these blowhards start 1-4, let everybody down, and finish 5-11. I'd rather bet on Enron stock than the Browns. Damasio in Albuquerque. Damasio, it's fine. Let me just say this. If you're going to come at me that hard, all of you, when I'm right, wait for the blowback. And you know me, I'm not an I told you so kind of guy like the rest of you are. I'm classy, man. I'm humble. I'm dignified. I'm literally awesome. Ask me. James Kelly's here. You know how I know? I just got a note and it sounded like this. The over is 8.5. I'll hit that. I don't care how weird this year is. I don't care that they're Zooming and doing virtual calls and they have to install a new offense and it's an unusual time. Yeah, I know all this. Over, baby. Over. I'm taking the over all day long. Here's a question. How about you, big head? What do you like? Over, under? I'm quoting James Kelly now. Hey, don't take my word for it. Take it from James Kelly. He's got a lot of intel and a lot of data in that gigantic head. Quote, over all day. Me too, brother. Take a short time out. Get up in here. Hey, listen, and I'm not doing this for effect either. Like, I laid that out logically, rationally, and with facts. Now more than ever, we need people with the right skills to support our communities, especially the frontline workers who provide resources and care for those most in need. To help out, LinkedIn is offering free job posts for healthcare and essential service organizations that need to quickly fill critical roles with the people who help us all. If you are hiring for one of these organizations, job posts on LinkedIn can help you quickly find the right people for your frontline. LinkedIn can help you find frontline workers from their active community of over 675 million members. I am one of these 675 million. I'm on that website every single day looking for quality people. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates for the skills and the experience that you're looking for and puts your job post in front of qualified people who meet your requirements. That way you can find the right person to quickly fill critical roles, to post a healthcare or essential service job for free. Or if you're in another industry and you have hiring needs, visit LinkedIn.com/Rome. LinkedIn.com/ROME. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Again, I'm not saying to you, you have to jump on that bandwagon. I'm not saying to you, you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't care. I'm saying that I am still with the Browns. America's team 2.0. And I still believe in Baker Mayfield. He's going to bounce back. And I still believe in that team. I still believe in the vision. Yes, they've had a very, very busy offseason like they did last year. I'm just saying, I still believe. I'm still riding with them. I'm not giving up on them. 1-800-636-8686. This is the hour to jump in. This is your Smack Off hour. The Smack Off promo is going to drop momentarily. Mark Stein, next hour. Quinn Cook and Lloyd Pierce in hour number three. It's a short week. You're running out of time. I do want to talk about Hefty. Hefty trying to ride with that positive buzz from the match. He wants to turn into a franchise now. Not a one-off, not even running it back. He wants to do this thing every single year. Of course, man, it's easy money. I'll have that for you. In the meantime, what I want to do is go to the phones, get this thing going, get you going early on. Also, quickly before I do that, add Hitman Canadians in. Browns 2.0 sounds like a great improvement. Signed, Godfather Part 3 fans. Yeah, you got the right analogy for the wrong topic. Save that analogy for the match, not for the Browns. Stucknuts in. You hyped both Cal and Vegas and the Browns in the last 24 hours. We need sports back. Bad. Not to go all grammar police on you, but I think you mean badly, not bad. Bro, how do you listen to, and I don't think James Kelly can pull this out of his backside. This is where we miss Alvin. How do you listen to that montage of Cal and not think that he won't matter if he gets on the air? This dude's way funnier than he's getting credit for. Just like, how do you look at that Browns roster and the moves they made in the offseason and also say that they don't matter? They do. And whereas I didn't necessarily think that I'd be pushing so hard to convince you that Cal matters, Cal does matter. If you look at his body of work and you know that there's more to Cal than just, hey, Conor McGregor, I'll meet you at the airport and I'll rip your beard off and I'll make you eat it. This guy's not like a one-line guy, a one-trick pony. There's a hell of a lot more to Cal than him threatening Conor McGregor.
I love how your producer, Adam Hawk, tries to sound like some tough guy when he answers the phone. Who's this? Who's this? It's Cal in Vegas.
I created Smack Off Season. Before I got here, Smack Off Season was nothing but a couple of perverted RSVP calls. Hey, Jim, I can't believe you put me on hold for Joe Montana.
I'm Conor McGregor. I got a tattoo of a tiger. Then I'll rip that tiger off your gut and beat you with it.
Danica from Jacksonville. Danica, they refer to you as the queen. The queen of what? The last thing you ruined was the first hour of the Smack Off. Keep Mike in his name out of your mouth. He's my pitch.
Maybe Jim can start up a women's Smack Off league featuring Jolene, Sarah T, and that little bitch Brad and Corona.
I'd like to congratulate Adam Hawk for finishing the L.A. Marathon. I mean, I guess you could call that running. And I was surprised at how well Keith Arnold did. Keith, you don't even look athletic with your little bird chest and that huge gut.
Bodie and Pearland, you're a grown man that uses words like Bubba and some bitch, really? Floyd Mayweather thinks you're illiterate.
Dana White, you look just like Andre Agassi, except you're really big and fat. Dana, I love the way you stand in between the fighters that weigh in, like you could do something.
Mike McCarthy. Hey, Mike, I hope you're in your car listening to me right now, you fat ass. And you can't coach. Mike, you have the brains of a pissing.
Old man Ritt doesn't have a care in the world. Just sitting back there crushing candy and flicking boogers all over the place. Like some two-year-old.
Jim, I have to go. I got an elevator full of women coming up here to see me. And the Smack Off on the 3-Minute Man, but in the bedroom, I'm all night.
Old man Ritt is the only one in this house who is not laughing at. Old man Ritt doesn't have a care in the world. He's just sitting back there flicking boogers like a two-year-old. Dude, how come you're the only one not laughing here, Ritt? Come on, you gotta laugh at yourself sometimes, old man. Old man, you gotta laugh at yourself sometimes. Come on, man. Anyway, he said, the only thing Danica has ever ruined was the first hour of the Smack Off. He said that in response to Danica once saying this on the show.
Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the games, get drunk, find a little tenderoni and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
So that's where he's coming from. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. As always, and it's not just the pandemic. But as always, the biggest topic on the show is the show itself. The Smack Off is on June 19th. Let me remind you one more time. Winner of the Smack Off gets $5,000. The grand prize sponsorship, thanks to my pals at Four Sharp Corners. They are the world's largest seller of PSA graded sports cards. They buy and they sell the highest quality, highest graded sports cards. You can find them at foursharpcorners.com. My pals at foursharpcorners.com. Winner of the event gets $5,000. Runner-up gets nothing. Third place gets even less. Fourth place gets clowned. Let's go to the phones. This guy wants in. My records indicate that the last couple of times this guy's called, this guy's been run. Let's see if he does better. Buffalo. Jake in Buffalo. What's up, Jake? How are you?
Yo, Jimmo. Hey, man. Thanks for the vine. Hey, before I get into talking junk, I actually want to real quick use this as a soapbox to just give some props to all the doctors and nurses out there. And I really mean this sincerely. To the one or two clones with a college degree who actually work in healthcare, props to you for doing God's work. You know, you're facing down this pandemic bravely. Not to get all Jeff in San Antonio on you, but my fiance is actually a nurse. War with me and my fiance. And as far as I'm concerned, these people are heroes and should be looked up to and admired. I know that Ms. Nika is actually a nurse. And, you know, I'm sorry I have to rip your golden ticket, girl, but, you know, maybe I can throw you a couple of tenderonis in return, myself included. Anyway, Jim, I heard your profile on Cal in Vegas yesterday, and I just called in to say this guy is a huge loser and the walking definition of a Napoleon complex. Sorry, this guy is a tiny loser and the walking definition of a Napoleon complex. I mean, here we have a grown man whose idea of good smack is to threaten to slap somebody across the face. Yeah, Cal, that plays really good on a sixth-grade basketball court when you get fouled and nobody calls it. But you'd fit right in on a sixth-grade basketball court as long as those kids haven't gone through their growth spurts yet. Although, Cal, I know I've never sat on hold for 3 hours during a smack-off, so maybe it's not my place to talk. But, you know, despite what your mom's orthodontist is telling you, you can take that retainer out of your mouth before your next call. I mean, seriously, dude, your enunciation sounds like a cross between Bodie and Pearland and the Mississippi Queen. Although, Cal, I'll give you some nice props on those cargo shorts you were rocking. Do you need all those extra pockets to store your glaring insecurities or just hold all the empty threats that you make on this program? Anyway, Cal, you can go ahead and pick up the phone and dial 1-800-636-8686. You can tell me that you're going to punch me in the face the next time I'm in Vegas. And when I come out there to see the Bills play the Raiders in October, I'll even bring a stepladder so that you can reach. Anyway, Jim, were the Buffalo Bills winning the AFC East, were Vilnius, Lithuania, and the Baltic Republics, and were the three best worst callers ever being Ryan in Wichita, FBI Mike in Toledo, and Slash in Brentwood. Rack me, I'm out.
Well, I'm not going to rack you, but you did make it to the end of the phone call. That's a start, Jake. That's a start. Slash in Brentwood. We have not heard from Slash in Brentwood in a long time. Ryan in Wichita.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Check that out. There's another bump-in video for you. All right, if you're watching CBS Sports Network, we are kind of Spartan, aren't we? Do you see the other side of the glass? A gigantic head, a porn stash, and an old man. That's my crew. We had the bump-in, the video from Brad in Ann Arbor. We've been doing this every single day to get ready for the smack-off, which brings me to the guy with the porn stash, Adam Hawk. Really quickly, Adam, if they do not yet know how, that was another great video, the brainchild of our guys back in New York. How do clones get their videos on the air?
Email us, smackoffvideos@gmail.com, and do it quickly. We're running out of time. We're down to 16 shows left before the smack-off, so you want to get those videos in quickly, 10 to 20 seconds. Send them right now, and we will get them on TV. They've been great so far.
What should you put on that video, and what should you not put on the video?
Call your shot, who you like to win, who you hate. If you hate Cal in Vegas, put it on video, send it to us. We'll air it, and please do not use any foul language. Do not be naked when you send this in. That won't make it on air, nor do we want to see it when we open up the email. And please wear appropriate branding and do not play music in the background because we have to pay rights fees for that, and it's just not worth it.
And no liquor?
No liquor.
No drugs.
Keep it clean. It's daytime CBS.
It's 10 seconds. It's not that hard.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much. Adam Hawk, EP. Also, tonight, starting at 8 Eastern and 5 Pacific, CBS Sports Network relives classic moments from inside the ring as they bring you 10 straight hours of Showtime Championship Boxing on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Jamie in Green Bay on Twitter. Ritt is not laughing because Cal is the only guy in the jungle more full of himself than Ritt.
There's a bucket of poop and there's a bucket of ice cream. You can put all the ice
cream. What are you doing, Big Head?
That you wanted.
Okay, stop right there. Can't jump the gun on that, Big Head. Listen to this. I said, Jamie in Green Bay tweeted, Ritt's not laughing because Cal is the only guy in the jungle more full of himself than Ritt. So Big Head's like, oh, I think I'll play that John Calipari soundbite. No, you were supposed to play it when I read the next one. Cal is the poop in the jungle ice cream. Signed, Coach Cal. Big Head?
There's a bucket of poop and there's a bucket of ice cream. You can put all the ice cream in that poop that you want. It doesn't change it. But one little pinch of that poop in that ice cream ruins that ice cream. And I'll tell a guy, you, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
James Kelly. James Kelly, my man, you are the poop in the jungle ice cream. When Alvin stays home during the pandemic to handle his business and you come in here and I don't ask very much of you, Big Head, just squeeze that Big Head through the doorway, push a button or two. When you start firing Coach Cal cuts before I ask for them, you, my man, are the poop in the jungle ice cream. Go ahead and fire it right now, James Kelly.
There's a bucket of poop and there's a bucket of ice cream. You can put all the ice cream in that poop that you want. It doesn't change it. But one little pinch of that poop in that ice cream ruins that ice cream. And I'll tell a guy, you, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
You, my man, flight deck, are the crap in the jungle ice cream. All right, so 22 days. Just playing with you. 22 days, 16 shows. That is all that stands between this here jungle and the most important, longest running, legacy-defining, ball-busting, trash-talking, hardest-hitting, Twitter-trending, three-hour scorch-fest symphony that we call the Smack-Off. This has been, without a doubt, one of the best run-ups to the event ever. And after a quarter century plus of doing this, I don't take that very lightly. I don't say that lightly. Look, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, the stay-at-home orders, the pent-up energy, or just the fact that the year 2020 has been a fall-down, sloppy, wasted mess ever since the ball dropped in Times Square. Whatever it is, Smack-Off season has been incredible, and we're not done yet. Hell, in a few moments here, I'm about to dial up the heat 10 more notches. But before I do so, I want to once again talk directly to a handful of you. Golden ticket winners, where are you at? Specifically, Danica in Jacksonville, Sarah T in Providence, where are you? I gave you those tickets because I want you in the event, but neither of you have done anything to convert that want into a need. And to say running out of time would be a gross understatement. There are only 16 shows between now and the Smack-Off. The extremely coveted spots are mostly spoken for already. The very little real estate, which is left, is still up for grabs, but it's not guaranteed. And you're in a dogfight with the likes of Chris in Toronto, Drizzle in Wichita, Matthias in Los Angeles. It's Matt in LA. They're at least checking in with their tickets, protecting their tickets, but earning them and re-earning them. I badly want some lady clone representation the way I badly want some Canadian representation. Get up in here and do it before it's too late. Watch listers. You know who you are. Jeff in SoCal. Johnny Scabs in Detroit. Jason in Harrisburg. Your situation is even more dire. You're 22 days out. You don't even have an invite yet. much less a guaranteed spot. You should be hammering the phones every single day, doing whatever you can to snatch that ticket and get qualified. For the rest of you out there listening, I don't even know yet, or who I don't even know yet, if you're thinking to yourself, I can beat the BICs and the VICs and the RIBs, prove it. Show me. You can jump the watch list right to a ticket. And you can be so damn good that your ticket means more than anybody else's. It is possible. It's been done. Not often, but it's been done. It's not impossible. Get at it. This is normally where I would transition to a Smackoff player profile and give the treatment to one of the nine contenders that I haven't gotten to yet. But that's going to have to wait for another day. Today, Alvin DeLauro, the undisputed authority of audio, the Sultan of Sound, the best of the board, has turned in his homework like every other student in America right now. He's done it remotely. Alvin may not be here right now, but his annual Smackoff promo is. And if the profiles have wired the roof with C4, which they have, this promo is going to set it off. James Kelly, do not screw this up. All you have to do is hit play. You've got one job, big head. Are you ready? Don't jack it up. Just press play in 5, 4, big head, 3, 2, and 1.
Mom, it was like a smuggled heroin balloon at an airport. Rectum.
Who wants to walk with Jeff from Richmond?
Way to go, Daniel. Never heard that one before. But I guess you should expect that kind of trash coming from a guy who throws surprise birthday parties for his cat.
I'm a starving tiger for the title King of Smack. I want to come flying out of the ass of Cruz's car on that parachute that deploys out of nowhere for no reason whenever they cross the finish line.
Smack Off 26, Smack-off. June 19th.
The single greatest day of my life.
It is for the best of the best. It's invite only. Some of the biggest players.
You horse tooth jackass.
What the hell was the point of that, badass?
Some of the dirtiest players in the game. Caleb.
Don't mess with the walrus, young man. You'll get the tusk.
Maybe you should just bring your mom on again. And she can apologize for being such a failure as a parent.
Cal in Vegas.
Rick, you ain't gonna do nothing. As soon as you get down here, I'm putting you in a chokehold. And I'm not letting go until your face turns the same color as your bright red alcoholic nose.
And you get to the end of those double rainbows.
Double rainbow.
Will there be two cows in Vegas with a pot of gold?
Canadians.
Vegas, go!
That's not a good call.
Can somebody please collectively get these nerds and hookers?
Mark in Hollywood.
What up, sluts? Tough smack talking Canadians? Really?
Mark, you're a nerd.
Benny.
And I'll bet you 5,000 pine cones that you'll be looking up at me again. Lump these, Maddie.
Left in Laguna.
And Benny, two words you don't want to hear from Romy after your call. Tactical error.
Made a tactical error.
Dirty dudes in a phone call. Gimmicky bitches like us.
Jeff in Southfield.
Jim, you're literally my bestest friend.
Mike in Indy.
Jeff received the ultimate compliment any Smackoff caller could ever receive. At one point, everyone thought he was me.
Vic.
You see, that's what I do. I provide content. I supply the stuff that keeps this whole operation afloat.
Rick in Buffalo.
There's a reason why Vic's unranked, and I'm the world's number one contender. Now back to the basement, victim.
Sean, the Cowboy Nation.
I pick up the phone. I call. I win. I win more than anybody because I am the best at this. Always have been. Always will be.
Five-time champ, Brad in Corona.
R.I.P. to Sonny's radio career and his pulmonary arteries. At this point, it's a toss-up as to which one's going to go first. But personally, Jim, I'm rooting for the arteries.
$5,000. Oh, yeah. Are you in? Not without an invite, you're not.
Jim, I do think to him that you would have been to a barnyard animal.
Patriot. Brah. Citizen. Brah.
Me being left on hold was the worst thing to ever happen to all of you.
Good God.
Do me a favor and forget my name.
What's my name, boob?
And the rest of you just need to clear your calendar.
The Smack Off.
June 19th. Let's do this.
Mesothelioma.
Okay.
We're done when I say we're done.
Pretty good. I have something proper. 26 years of this, it has never sounded better. You're not going to find what you just heard on any other radio program in the world. 3 minutes of that is about to become 3 hours of that. June 19th, $5,000, King of Smack, legend status. Who wants some? Come get it. You are running out of time. 1-800-636-8686. You need to be in it to win it. Just having a ticket does not guarantee you get on the air. You need to make me want to take that call. We have way more callers qualified than we have available slots. The water is going to seek its own level. You know what I'm saying? You need to find a way in. Can anybody take down the champ? Who do you have? I got to get to Stucknut and check out the latest odds. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, big props to Alvin for another fire smack-off promo. Props to Kelly for pushing the correct button. He did that time. That time he got it right. Anybody else, your reaction? Who do you like? When you hear that, does that fire you up? Are you hyped? And when you hear that, who do you like? Call your shot. Coming up next segment, a national NBA reporter for the New York Times, Mark Stein. Hour number three is going to be a busy hour, so you want to call right now. Coming up in that third hour, Atlanta Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce, LA Lakers point guard Quinn Cook. All of that is still ahead. You've got the number. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'd appreciate that too. At Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I've got a fire episode of the Jim Rome podcast, number 131. Actor David Boreanaz is my guest. Look for that after the program. We come back with our second hour next. Mark Stein as well. Don't go anywhere. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome.